House denounces Biden admin's open border policies in bipartisan resolution. By Bob Price on January 18, 2024. The U.S. House of Representatives denounced the Biden administration's open border policies in a bipartisan resolution passed on Wednesday. The resolution, with the support of 14 Democrats, condemned President Joe Biden's border security and immigration policies while praising those of former President Donald Trump. House members voted 225 to 187 to approve H.R.E.S. 957 on Wednesday evening. Texas Democrat Representatives Henry Queller, Colin Allred, and Vicente Gonzalez voted with 11 other Democrats in support of the resolution. Other Democrats from Alaska, Arkansas, Colorado, Florida, Illinois, Nevada, North Carolina, Maine, Minnesota, and Washington voted yea on the resolution. Democrats in the border states of Arizona, California, and New Mexico either voted no or did not vote on the measure. Republicans voted 211 yeas and 9 not voting. The resolution condemns the national security and public safety crisis that President Joe Biden, Border Czar Vice President Kamala Harris, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, and other Biden administration officials have created along the southwest border. The Biden administration refuses to use tools already at its disposal to end the border crisis. The resolution states, referring, in part, to the Remain in Mexico program put in place by President Trump. The full resolution states, 118th Congress, 2D Session, H.R.E.S. 957, denouncing the Biden administration's open borders policies, condemning the national security and public safety crisis along the southwest border, and urging President Biden to end his administration's open borders policies. In the House of Representatives, January 11, 2024, Mr. Moran submitted the following resolution, which was referred to the Committee on the Judiciary, and in addition to the Committee on Homeland Security, for a period to be subsequently determined by the Speaker, in each case for consideration of such provisions as fall within the jurisdiction of the committee concerned. Resolution. Denouncing the Biden administration's open borders policies, condemning the national security and public safety crisis along the southwest border, and urging President Biden to end his administration's open borders policies. Whereas the United States is in the midst of the worst border security crisis in the nation's history. Whereas, during every month of the Biden administration, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, has encountered more than 100,000 illegal aliens along the southwest border. Whereas the total number of illegal aliens encountered along the southwest border during the Biden administration exceeds 7 million. Whereas the Biden administration has released at least 3.3 million of those illegal aliens into the interior of the United States. Whereas, during the Biden administration, more than 1.7 million known illegal alien gotaways have successfully evaded U.S. Border Patrol along the southwest border. Whereas, during the Biden administration, an untold number of unknown illegal alien gotaways have evaded detection along the southwest border. Whereas the record 312 illegal aliens on the terrorist screening dataset encountered by Border Patrol along the southwest border during the Biden administration represents a more than 2,700% increase when compared to the total number of such aliens encountered during all 4 years of the previous administration. Whereas the Biden administration created the illegal alien crisis at the southwest border by terminating the migrant protection protocols, halting border wall construction, abusing parole authority, mass releasing millions of illegal aliens into the country, and implementing policies that incentivize illegal immigration, among other actions. Whereas the Biden administration systematically dismantled immigration enforcement and restricted the ability of immigration officials to deport aliens who violate United States law, ensuring relatively few aliens, including criminal aliens, are removed from the country. Whereas the Biden administration's lax immigration enforcement policies have resulted in numerous violent criminal aliens being released into United States communities. Whereas the Biden administration's lax border enforcement policies have allowed fentanyl to saturate United States communities and kill Americans. whereas the Biden administration's historic border crisis has made every state a border state. Whereas the Biden administration refuses to use tools already at its disposal to end the border crisis, and whereas the Biden administration's proposed solution to the historic border crisis, legislation to grant amnesty to tens of millions of illegal aliens, will do nothing but incentivize additional illegal immigration, now, therefore, be it resolved that the House of Representatives 1. Denounces the Biden administration's open borders policies. 2. Condemns the national security and public safety crisis that President Joe Biden, Border Czar Vice President Kamala Harris, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, and other Biden administration officials have created along the southwest border, and 3. Urges President Biden to end his administration's open borders policies. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, blamed President Biden's policies for the crisis along our nation's borders. Joe Biden's far-left open border policies are responsible for the crisis happening at our northern and southern borders, turning every community into a border community. House Republicans passed the strongest border security bill in history. It's well past time for Biden to end his failed open border policies and secure our northern and southern borders, Congresswoman Stefanik said in a written statement. Every day Biden's border crisis rages on. Lives are endangered and hard-working taxpayer dollars are needlessly spent, which is why I voted to condemn Biden's open border policies and demand he secure our nation's borders at once. Representative Jared Golden, DME, wrote, "Illegal immigration threatens our national security and undermines American jobs. It's time for Congress and the Biden administration to come together and pass legislation to meaningfully address issues at the border. It should be a top priority in Washington, just like it is in most of America." Speaker of the House Mike Johnson led a delegation of 64 Republican lawmakers to the border on January 3, Breitbart, Texas reported. During the visit, the speaker called President Biden's policies an unmitigated disaster. "Last month alone, we saw the most illegal border crossings in recorded history," Speaker Johnson said after touring the border region, visiting a Border Patrol processing facility nearby, and receiving a security briefing. "It's an unmitigated disaster. It's a disaster of the president's own design." During the first 3 months of fiscal year 2024, which began on October 1, Border Patrol agents in the nine southwest sectors apprehended 673,000 migrants who illegally crossed the border between ports of entry, Breitbart, Texas reported. Bob Price is the Breitbart, Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart, Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price.